Hello, and thank you for joining us for today's GDD Portal Training Webinar. I'm Nicole Davenport, new GTLD Communications Manager for ICANN. Before we begin our discussion, I'd like to cover a few things. This webinar is being recorded. Recordings and supporting materials will be published on the new GTLD microsite. The running time of the webinar is 60 minutes, but we have additional time available if needed. You can ask a question via phone or in the Adobe Connect questions and comments pod. Dial-in numbers can be found on the webinar page of the microsite at http://newgtlds.icann.org/webinars. The conference ID is GDD Portal Training. To enter the phone queue, dial *1. To exit the queue, dial *2. Please make sure that your phone is not on speaker when you ask a question. Now I'd like to turn it over to Krista Papik, Director, Registry Services.
Thank you, Nicole, and welcome everybody. First, I'd like to take a quick run through the agenda. We've already gotten through 25% of the agenda, so that's the good news. Logistics and administration, Nicole's already gone over. We'll then go into an introduction of the GDD portal. And after that, it'll be followed by a demonstration, which will be led by Ann Yamashita of the Registry Services team. And then finally, as always, we'll wrap it up with questions. So, an introduction to the new GDD portal. The new GDD portal is going to serve as a centralized location for registry operators, new GTLD registry operators, to interact with ICANN. It's going to serve as the new home for the new GTLD registry onboarding and Sunrise processes. This is an initial iteration, and so additional functionalities will be added as we go, as we release future versions of the GDD portal. The GDD Registry Services team will use this as the primary mechanism for communicating and coordinating registry activities. So for those processes and activities that were previously using offline forms to conduct them, such as registry contact information collection, registry public contact information collection, onboarding information requests, and TLD startup information, those will now be able to be completed via an online form once the portal is launched. We anticipate that the GDD portal will be going live in mid-March of, yes, this year, 2014. We're actively soliciting and we'll continue to solicit feedback on the portal once it's launched. This is your portal and we want to make sure that we are accounting for things that would increase functionality for you and try to add features and benefits that would be useful to registries. With that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Ann Yamashita, who will take you through the training and demonstration. Ann?
Thank you, Krista. Before I get started, I wanted to quickly set the stage of this training session. The intention is to provide a high-level overview of the registry activities that will need to be completed within the GDD portal once the portal is deployed. I'll highlight the key functionalities and takeaways for each of the registry activities, also referred to as the work items. More detailed instructions and guidance will be provided on the various landing pages of the GDD portal, and within those and within the documentation, there'll be specific requirements and system validations noted per each of the work items. For the purpose of this training session, I just wanted to note that we will be entering the GDD portal in its test environment, so please be aware that this is not the URL for the actual GDD portal. What you see is a current landing page for the GDD portal. To your right is a quick welcome message to help navigate you through this page. This is self-explanatory as you're entering your username and your password. But before we go into the actual portal itself, I wanted to quickly talk about the credentialing information. Credentialing information will be provided via email to those individuals who have executed RAs in place and have been identified as a registry primary contact, which is 1D of the CIR form, or within the completed registry contact information in which we've collected information via spreadsheet. The GDD portal is a different URL from the new GTLD portal, and as such, if you are an existing portal user via the new GTLD portal, You can use the same credentials in the GDD portal if you have also been identified as a registry primary contact. The credentialing information will be provided to you via an email for those existing users. For new portal users, you will receive two emails, one of which is a welcome email to introduce you to the GDD portal, as well as credentialing information to assist you with your login process. Once the portal is deployed, notifications will be sent to the registry primary contact to inform them of the login procedures, as well as providing a hyperlink or URL to this landing page. So let's go ahead and click in and log into the system. As a first-time user, you'll be introduced to the Terms and Conditions page. We require every individual participant to read through the Authorized User Terms and Conditions, and once that's completed, scroll to the very bottom of the Terms and Conditions, and we would require you to check that I have read the agreement and agreed to the Terms and Conditions checkbox, and then press Continue to enter the portal. Once you enter the portal, you'll be taken to the TLD list view. This is essentially your summary page to determine what outstanding activities need to be completed for the registry for each of the registry activities as shown above. Once you logged in, you'll be directed to this page, and you will only have visibility to the TLDs in which you are identified as a registry primary contact point of contact. For those who have multiple TLDs, you can use the search feature to the right to look for a specific TLD if it's not currently visible on the page. You can also expand the list view by clicking the drop-down list to increase the number of records that are visible per the page. Overall, the general status of not started or in progress means that the registry primary contact will be required to complete some sort of action or activity as described under each of the respective columns. For anything that's identified as submitted for approval or approved means that no additional action is required at the time. For more specific details on each of the various statuses, you can read through the guidance document, which will be located on the various landing pages. Let's go ahead and click on a TLD. You are now in the work item view of a particular TLD, and in this case, it's RLLC 140. To the left-hand side, you see a green panel, which is the instructions that will give you insight to each of the specific work items. The registry contact information, the public information, and the OMBIR needs to be in an approved state for the TLD to be ready for transition to delegation. The registry TLD startup information will not be available until after the TLD is delegated. In addition, there is a new case functionality which will allow portal users to submit inquiries and or request to change any submitted information. So let's go ahead and get started by clicking the registry contact information. The registry contact information is a page in which ICANN will be collecting the relevant registry contact point of contact information for each of the respective TLDs. For each work item, please note that there is guidance always located at the top of the page. All required fields will be denoted by a red text box, and for this particular work item, the legal, primary, and billing point of contact is pre-populated from the CIR form. There are four ways to submit the data or your contact information. The first is to manually type in the data in each of the required fields. The second is to use the magnifying glass located to the right of the contact type. When you click on that magnifying glass, you can enter the name of the individual that you're looking to find and then select a name which will pre-populate the rest of the fields for that particular record type or contact type. The third option is to use the reference contact feature, which is located directly underneath the instructions button. This feature will allow you to select a pre-submitted TLD to pre-populate your current form. You can use a combination of all of these mechanisms to populate your form. And as such, let's go ahead and select a TLD to pre-populate our form. Notice when you scroll down below, the primary legal contact requires a phone number. Let's go ahead and input that information there so we can submit the form to ICANN. Okay. When all required fields are populated, there are three options that you can take. The first one is to save any information that have been populated thus far. The Save button will allow you to do partial saves on the contact information. The second option is using the Submit button. This will inform ICANN that you've submitted your information and ICANN will conduct further review on the contact information provided. If additional inquiries are necessary, ICANN will reach out to the registry via the case function. If no questions are asked, then the status of this work item will change from submitted for review or submitted for approval to approved. If you're in the work item and you'd like to return to the general work item list, you can click the cancel button. Let's go ahead and press submit. When you click submit, you'll receive a confirmation that you'd like to submit the information to ICANN, and then you press OK. Once you successfully submitted your information, you'll see a green text box that says submitted successfully, and now you can return back to your work item list. Okay. Let's go ahead and enter the Registry Public Contact Information work item. Information collected through this page will be posted on ICANN's registry listing page. To access that particular page, you can click on the hyperlink that's located within the instructions box. Some data fields will be pre-populated based on data previously submitted to ICANN. These fields will be editable. For those who are interested in clarifying their entity name, as in identifying a parent company or subsidiary, you can do so by adjusting the publicly displayed registry name to include, in parentheses, the entity that you'd like to further clarify or add on to the registry. In addition, if you scroll down below, the publicly displayed registry WHOIS directory URL has an option to pick HTTPS or HTTP. Please note that HTTPS is the default, so it is important for each entity to select the appropriate HTTP prior to saving or submitting their information to ICANN. So let's go ahead and go back to the list of work items, please. Okay, now let's go ahead and click into the registry OMBIR. This work item collects all the technical information to onboard and maintain the operations of a registry. For this session, we have pre-populated the data to illustrate what a completed work item will look like. In real life, the registry primary contact will need to input all data in the required fields, again denoted by the red text box fields, and then save, submit, or cancel to move forward or return back to the work item list view. There are very specific validation rules applied to each of these fields, so it's important to download and review the guidance document, which is available at the top of the instructions page. We would recommend at all times to click on that page and have it available so that you can easily walk through and understand the requirements for the fields below. The OMBIR is a little bit different. The statuses for the OMBIR are a little bit different from the rest of the work items. When the OMBIR is completed and after ICANN has reviewed the work item, it may go into an approved state. Once the TLD is delegated, then the approved state, then the TLD will go through a testing phase. And once the testing phase is completed, then the status will change from testing to complete. These two statuses do not exist on the other work items. Hence, I wanted to give a quick update that those may differ compared to the other statuses. Let's go ahead and walk through the registry TLD startup information. As noted previously, this TLD startup information will not be available until after your TLD is delegated. This work item collects the TLD startup information, and you'll be required to fill out the items located in red. This is to determine the type of SunRise, as well as providing your SunRise and trademark claim periods. For the purpose of this exercise, we've pre-populated all the information so we can move forward with clicking the Save feature. Once you save the information, then the other periods, as well as the attachments, will become available. The functionality will become available. You can add other periods by clicking the Add More Periods button, and then fill out the appropriate information that's being requested. In addition, to attach any specific SunRise documentation, please click on the Choose File, and then select the file that you'd like to attach, and then click the Upload button. Once you've completed that task and you're ready to submit your information, scroll down below and click the Submit button. If you're ready to cancel out, please click the Cancel button. And if you'd like to partially save your information, please click the Save button, which is located right above the other periods. Let's go ahead and go back to the work items list. The final work item that you'll see is called the New Case. This page will allow the user to submit any type of inquiries to ICANN. This page will pre-populate the TLD, and the user will be required to fill out the subject, title, and description. To add attachments to this case, please click the Submit and Add Attachments button. This will require you to select a browser button to select an attachment, and then you would have to click the Upload button to save the attachment to your case. If you do not have an attachment or file to load with this case, then please click the Submit button. So for the purpose of this exercise, why don't we go ahead and submit a test case. Now, for every case that we submit, whether you press the Submit button or the Submit and Add Attachment button, it will now lead to the cases view. So let's go ahead and press Submit. Notice that now we're navigated to the Cases List view. The Cases List view will provide a summary of all the cases that were created by the portal user as well as by ICANN. On the left-hand side, there is a button called New Case. This case feature is similar to the Work Item Case feature, which you would be able to input a subject line as well as your description and add any attachments to submit a case or inquiry to ICANN. We also have the search function, which will allow you to search for any particular case or TLD as shown below. You also have the ability to increase the visibility of the number of cases shown on a particular page by selecting the drop-down of the records per page. When you'd like to look at the details of a particular case, you can click on the case number, which will navigate you to the details page. The details page of this case will allow the user to view any comments that were provided by ICANN or by the user themselves, and it allows the user to also provide additional attachments or new case comments for ICANN's review. So let's go ahead and click back out to the cases list view. So in total, I think we've walked through the TLD listing page, which provides a summary of all the TLDs and the statuses of all the activities that are required to complete the onboarding session. We've also selected a TLD to navigate us to the work item tabs, which consist of the registry contact information, the registry public contact information, registry OMBIR, the registry TLD startup information, and the new case option. And finally, we've walked through the cases view, which provides a listing or repository of all the cases associated to this registry and this particular user. So now that we're done with the walkthrough, I'd like to switch back over to the deck so we can talk about the next steps. All right, so we are targeting for mid-March for the deployment of the GDD portal, and shortly thereafter, we're intending to send out all the portal credentialing information via email to the registry primary contact. Portal users will be required to complete any work items with the status of not started or in progress, so it's encouraged for all portal users to grab their information, log into the portal to reconfirm that no additional actions are required. So I think now we're ready to hand this over back to Krista to wrap up this training session. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. Krista Papik again. So just as a reminder, and as we've discussed throughout the webinar, there are now going to be two portals for those of you that are both an applicant and a registry or somewhere in between. There will be continue to be the new GTLD applicant portal, which you're all familiar with and which you've been using to interface with ICANN through the application process, evaluation, through to contracting. And there will now be the GDD portal as well. We realize that this might be confusing at first, so we've put together this handy-dandy cheat sheet to assist you in understanding which portal is best for which processes or which types of inquiries. As you can see, the cheat sheet is sorted or organized by process or groups of processes, and so the first group I like to call it Marigold, is all those processes that relate to evaluation up through contracting. The next grouping is those processes that are post-contracting up through delegation. And then the final grouping, shown in green, is for all post-delegation processes and inquiries. So we've also placed check marks under the column where you would be best served to submit your inquiry or where that process will be executed. So as you can see, generally speaking, cases that are pre-contracting will and processes that are pre-contracting will be facilitated, continue to be facilitated through the new GTLD applicant portal. And those processes and inquiries that are post-contracting will generally be facilitated through the GDD portal. But we like to keep it interesting, so there's a few caveats in there which you'll be able to see by looking at the chart. For inquiries that are related, so cases or inquiries that are related to any of the specific line items of the chart, a case should be submitted through the accompanying portal. So by way of example, if you have a question, just a general question about your application or initial evaluation, you can see that by the green check mark, you would go through the new GTLD applicant portal. And if you have a question, say, about registry contact information or a general inquiry, you would submit that through the GDD portal. For all other cases that don't fall into one of these specific line items, that are pre-contracting, we encourage you to submit those cases through the new GTLD applicant portal and post-contracting through the GDD portal. I just want to reiterate that this is the first iteration of the GDD portal, and there's more to come. We really do encourage you to share your thoughts and suggestions and provide us with feedback, and just get that feedback kicked off or started. We will be sending out a SurveyMonkey to participants in the webinar to get your initial reactions. But certainly once you become a portal user, a GDD portal user, please continue to provide us with your thoughts and your feedback. I want to remind everybody also that we do have another webinar tomorrow, and that we'll be posting the slides and the recordings for both webinars following tomorrow's webinar. Additionally, we do intend to have a demo booth in Singapore where we can show people one-on-one or bring your friends, and we can take you through the portal. So with that in mind, we thank you for attending, and we'd like to open it up for questions, please.
Thank you. We do have a question from... the line of Charles Gomes with VeriSign.
Hi, and thanks for the presentation. I want to clarify, who can get access to the two different portals? Did I understand correctly that only the primary contact for an applicant, as designated in their application or later revised, has access to the new GTLD portal? And then the second part of the question is, who from the can anyone from the registry apply for access to the registry portal?
Hi, Chuck. This is Ann. That's a great question. So the individuals who are identified in the CIR form in Section 1D are the individuals who will be granted access or credentialing information to the GDD portal. If at any point in time, at some point in time, we do intend to expand credentialing access, but for tomorrow's world or for the deployment for mid-March, we're focusing on getting access for the registry, for the different registries, so we can help improve their ability to provide us information in a secure manner.
Thanks, Ann. Can I follow up with that, Chuck, again?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so for the new GTLD portal, the people that are identified in the CIR completion can have access to that portal, is that correct?
No, to be clear, the registry primary contact that's designated in Section 1.D of your contracting information request form is the only individual who will have access to the to the GDD portal for this first phase of the deployment.
Okay. Oh, thank you. That answers that part of the question. So I'm still not clear who can access the registry portal. I thought I understood Krista to say that there are two different portals. Maybe I misunderstood that.
Hi, Chuck. It's Krista.
Hi.
So to be clear, or to see if we can try and clarify, so the person who has access to the new GTLD applicant portal continues to be the same, which is the primary contact from the application, or whatever the current version is if you had change requests, et cetera, but the primary contact from the application. The GDD portal user who has access is what we call the, to keep with naming convention, primary registry contact. The way that ICANN finds out who that primary registry contact is we ask the question in the CIR. So essentially what happens is you complete the CIR, question 1D asks for who should be the registry primary contact. It could be the same person that was your application primary, or it can be somebody different. Once that contract is fully executed and what we would call activated inside the system, that registry primary identified in the CIR will get a notification that they now have access to the GDD portal. Does that clear up the question?
It does. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you for the question.
And there are no further audio questions at this time.
And the next question came in from online. The question is, from Ruben School. Will RCEP be part of the GDD portal starting mid-March or only at a later time?
Hi, Rubens. It's Krista. To answer your question, the RCEP will not be part of the initial deployment or the mid-March deployment, but certainly is being considered and anticipated to be in future releases.
We'd like to encourage everyone to submit questions if you have anything that you're concerned about, or if there's any part of the demo that you would like more information on, please let us know. You can submit your questions through the Adobe Connect Q&A pod, or if you're on the line, please go ahead and let the AT&T operator know that you'd like to ask your question, and you can do that by dialing star 1. Do we have any questions on the line?
There are no questions on the phone line at this time.
We're not seeing any questions in the chat either. I'd like this to go down on the record for the shortest webinar in ICANN history, or I'd at least like to be a contender. I hope that's a good sign. I do want to thank everybody that attended. Thank you for the questions. I also just want to remind everyone there will be another webinar at 1500 UTC on March 11th, which may be today or tomorrow, depending on what time zone you're in. The content will be the same. The content and the slides from, the recordings and the slides from both webinars will be posted so that you can download it and access the information. And we look forward to hearing your thoughts, comments, and feedback on the GDD portal once it's deployed. Thanks, everybody.